and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream, Big Bank, Baby J, Big Homie Kodak, Duct Tape Dave, Shy Jones, and we up in here for Big Facts Friday. What's up, everybody?
It's up, man. What's happening? What's good?
What the hell we talking about? What the hell going on? It's Big Facts Friday. Big Facts Friday is now legendary. It's now iconic.
This shit
popped
smoking.
That motherfucker off in like
Scream.
1 month.
Gang. I gotta hold you up. This shit right here. This shit smoking.
Jade is smoking. Jade is smoking, y'all.
I don't know what it is. Some shit you gave me.
Lavalier.
Lavalier.
Dave smoking the same thing.
Lavalier.
Dave is definitely smoking the same.
The free rolls.
<Jeez.
laughs> This shit hitting.
Dave over there like smoking like, on Friday. Like,
he smoked bait.
He smoked out. Hey, we hope everybody's doing well out there. What
I
do
need
we
one for the road, big dog?
What do we roll it? What we discussing today? What we talk about?
How is marriage too big of a commitment, but having kids together isn't?
So how is marriage too big of a commitment, but having a kid?
How is a nigga not marrying you a big deal, but you let a nigga stick his dick in you,
wrong,
and give you something that you're gonna have to deal with for life?
Why is marriage a stretch? But
that's deep.
You know,
I can't answer that.
I don't think it's about being married. Sometimes,
hold on, you gotta put something in the jar, dog. You just talked over bank.
Dang.
Yeah. Throw that one in.
Go ahead. Nah, you gotta curse it this time. Don't crowd my lane no more.
Start keeping track.
Go for it.
Okay, I was just gonna say, sometimes when it comes to having a kid, it's not by choice. You know what I'm saying? You just get pregnant. With marriage, you kind of decide, like, I want to be with you forever.
Don't you decide to do an act to make a kid?
Or you decide to have sex.
Yeah, that's a decision.
Most people, to just piggyback off of what Shy was saying, most people don't look at sex like a major life-changing decision. When most people think about sex, they don't think about, at the time, like, I could possibly get pregnant or I could possibly impregnate this bitch and make her have a kid, whatever, whatever.
You should.
They're just thinking, like, okay, I'm trying to get a nut.
You should.
Or I'm trying to, you know, please whatever feeling I'm trying to get out of this from this person for whatever reason, blah, blah, blah. They don't look at it like a lifetime commitment, like how you should technically if you were a sensible person.
Yeah, you should.
But I'm not one of those people that is big on marriage because I understand how... just get off me right now. I can't.
Yeah, like, how long you gonna talk? So somebody gonna have to interrupt, huh? You gonna take forever to bring a question, then you owe 120 likes.
She said, sure. But
you owe 120. Hey, you gotta slow down.
God damn, right. Officer.
I'm just putting you up on the big fat pot.
Fucking pot police.
All right, pull your money out, Jade.
Yeah, because what we doing on Big Facts Friday is if I say a particular word or Jade or bank, then we gonna put some money in the pot for criminal. Or something like that.
Yeah.
Crummer?
Big fat crummer.
Man, y'all need to go on the cash up. I'm going to get y'all the cash.
I ain't even said shit yet.
We keep letting people get away like.
I ain't said shit.
Got away. You just said like.
You can't say like. You can't say like.
My grandbaby told me not to say the B word, so I ain't going to say it no more. Well, I ain't going to. If I do, I got a 20.
He prepared.
Yeah, not these bitches.
That's 120.
I can spend them all night.
You just can't say like.
It's cool. I don't have to say like.
What's
I won't
the subject
say like
again?
Another 20. Just say like.
So basically,
the subject is how is marriage too big of a commitment, but having a child with a person that you've had sex with not.
D-Day, man, it's so hard to commit to anything. You can't commit to nothing.
but you commit to parenthood when you have a kid.
Everybody don't commit to parenthood.
Everybody don't
I mean, you
to
should.
No, I said marriage is easily detachable because, like, when you got a human that you gave birth to or you were responsible in giving birth to, you know, that's something that you really got to lock in with them. But, like, when you're married, like, if I don't like you no more, I don't like you. We can deal.
Yeah,
straight up. But that defeats the purpose of marriage.
What's like, the problem? Let's talk about the
spending more money leaving that marriage.
Worse, nigga.
Man.
I just think when you
married, you still can get. I get what he's saying. You still can check out that shit.
Yeah.
You can't check out of being did my son.
Yeah. You know how many people don't ran off on their kids?
They looked at as fucked up individuals.
Yeah, your son and your daughter. If I got a wife and I divorce her, she's no longer my wife. Right, no
your ex-wife.
Your ex-wife.
No, but she's not my wife no more.
Keep your last name if she want to.
Hey, that's up to you. Hey, but you are not. I can say, totally say can, I disown you. Like,
yeah. And you can still.
I do not acknowledge
the pair. So you do have to acknowledge her.
Y'all, you said what? Saying. Y'all didn't get what I'm saying, and y'all cutting a nigga off again. Nah, but I get what you're saying, Kodak. Yeah, but they ain't smelling that.
Yeah, that ain't the right way to go.
That ain't the right way to go.
Nah. How is it not? Like, if you give birth to somebody, you locked in forever.
I just look at it like people don't be really just trying to have a kid like that.
Yeah.
Some people if do, you, some people don't. It just the power of Dave, that nut that Dave, six.
That's what I said, Dave. If you up in something raw,
yeah,
it don't never cross nowhere in your head.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
It's the power of, when you haven't said the power of the nut, trying to get that nut, him or her.
It's adrenaline.
You're not thinking about nothing but that. It don't, nothing else even matters.
So what about before you do it?
I don't even want nobody to come in and stop me.
What about before you do it? Before you even start fucking
that adrenaline fucking already going.
It's that's
already
when you making the decision. When you saying I ain't finna buy no rubber, I'm finna hit this shit raw. That's when you making the decision.
That's when
the
shit pop up. That I could be a daddy.
Yeah. I could be a. I can get her pregnant.
You can think about it then.
But see, niggas that can't even control that decision or can't even get to that point and make a sensible decision,
you can't,
are like weird niggas.
I just think y'all missing the point. Raw sex definitely feels better than sex with
a condom. Of course.
Yeah. So I think more so based off of that. Like, I want to feel this wet pussy, or I want to feel this.
No, but what I'm saying is,
you don't wear your seatbelt.
That's just what it is.
When you have an accident, your ass might fly out the car. I mean, you need to know that.
But see, the thing is, even though true enough, raw sex is the best shit ever in the world.
Ever.
But you still have to take into consideration the baby, the fucking diseases.
I ain't saying people don't think about all that before. That come across your mind like that, way in the front, like
this. Man, these niggas looking at these girl like she ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it broke down.
Nah, go, nigga, go.
They're not thinking about all the niggas that she's fucking.
You can't see everybody fucking a lot of people.
You don't have to fuck a lot of people. What are y'all talking about today?
No, but I'm saying, like, everybody's not like.
No, but
you
listen
can fuck
what's
one person to get them pregnant. You can fuck one person to catch some shit. One time.
Nigga that have fucked two other niggas and three bitches.
That is, that's, I mean, that's the real definition of talking over people.
No, but I'm saying, like, she's saying, like, you know, you can only fuck, you can fuck with one person or whatever, but that one person that you fucked with might only fucked one other person, but that one other person that they fucked might have fucked two niggas and three bitches.
That's why you should think about that shit. Not that nothing is wrong if you want to.
But again,
have a
like,
kid,
yeah,
or,
if you want to,
yeah,
if you want to do that,
yeah,
it is really them. Like the best shit ever. But at the end of the day, you have to be prepared for what comes behind that shit if it goes
I
left.
Think that's all we're trying to say.
Yeah,
I, but me personally, I just think shit. A lot of folk, how people be explaining shit. Having a kid might be less stressful than just getting married.
What you mean?
That's a way to look at it.
Like, if they say how you get married, when you get married, it's just like some folk don't like that shit to be married. Just,
some niggas matter to just have a kid with somebody.
Yeah, I'd rather just have a baby with them.
And that's my baby mama.
Yeah, then marry her.
But I ain't got to have no wedding with her. Do all, you know what I mean?
But see, that's where the bullshit comes in, though. Because when you have situations like that, and you say you want to have a kid with her, but you don't want to marry her, then that's going to lead to problems down the line because your emotions and your feelings are still involved. So even if you guys do go off and fuck with other people and get committed to other people or whatever, you still gonna feel like this my bitch and I can do whatever I want to with her.
But it'd be like you.
We just not married.
In your head, you might have an idea that if I have a baby, in my head, once upon a time that I thought I could marry her. But as we don't have history and had that It just broken up. It's over with. I ain't thinking about that. No.
That's the definition of toxic.
I think we talking about the motherfuckers that just randomly just
out here
go out there planting their seeds, don't give a fuck. Nah. Ain't there for the woman.
Just trying to trap. They're trying to trap women.
That's a whole bullshit. Now that's toxic.
That's
toxic.
That happens. And then on the other end too, there's women that just trying to trap niggas with
money. Shout out Brittany Renner.
God. Who the hell is that?
It's women out here trying to trap men.
Who the hell is Brittany Renner?
She trapped this NBA player.
Oh, you talking about that nigga that just got drafted?
PJ Washington.
The nigga just got drafted.
No, not Coop. Nah, not Coop. PJ Washington, he played for the Hornets.
Yeah, she just got $200,000 a month.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
What the fuck does she need with $200,000 a month?
Yes, sir.
Ain't now she
and that's all shit you should think about before you go fucking roll.
For sure. You got to make sure she here
this
for you.
Could not cost me $200,000 a month or more. Dr. Dre paying more than that, right?
Dr. Dre paying.
Man, that's ridiculous, bro.
$300,000.
Ain't
that's
no pussy in the world on this earth worth $300,000.
And she get that until she get in another marriage.
So if the bitch just decides to stay single, she'll
never marry
the rest of her life.
I never marry nobody.
She's not gonna marry nobody.
See, that's why the ratings on marriage is in the negative right now. For shit like that, folks like you coming up close to things like you talking about marriage, baby.
This don't concern me really because I've been with my wife for 20 years married. So
what about your homeboys out there planting seeds, multiples?
I ain't got nothing to do with them for business.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
Niggas on cap. Niggas so cap. Like that shit don't even make no sense, bro.
Cause you know the dynamic of things is.
Oh God, Pastor.
It's his business.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I get it because
it's marriage tough though.
Huh?
Marriage is tough though, right?
Yeah, you can answer that. You married,
oh,
nigga.
Yeah, hey, that's the shit. Hey, yeah, especially when you being married to somebody like me or to somebody like the person I'm married to, like two nuts in the bucket gonna shake around. We nuts. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
So for the married people in the room, what's tougher, marriage or parenthood?
I think the marriage is tougher than parenthood because at the end of the day, if it's about the child, for real, it's just about the child.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So, the marriage is about us. You know what I mean?
I agree.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be always our situation.
Feel that, but in most situations, unless you're dealing with two mature adults.
Who mature, though? Like, I tell Shantae this all the time, bro. Our relationship is really based on a 16-year-old.
That's when y'all met.
Yeah, when I was 16, she was, I think, 17. Yeah, she 1 year older than me. So it's like, we still have those childish values in this relationship.
And those mentalities.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like there's no other way around it. Like, because the same games that you would play as kids, like, oh, I don't really give a fuck about you, or bitch fuck you, or nigga fuck you, or, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Boop.
Playing that same shit at 16 years old. Mm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. But you got, if I think, but y'all let some of that
if
shit
I meet
go.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah.
If I wasn't in a relationship and I was a grown ass nigga, I already been through bitches and did all this and I know how to goddamn. Like now if I meet a bitch, me and a bitch best friends. Because I already know what I want and I can smell it on you.
Mm.
I can smell it on you from the beginning. Like, nah, this ain't what I like. I like cool bitches.
Yeah,
it's right. Cool. Like we finna kick shit.
Yeah, and you can always sense
you can
it too.
Smell that you other can shit. On, sense it. Nah, that ain't even for me. That ain't for me.
Mm.
You can smell it on a nigga too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But women be naive and
they think you changing it
because changed. Yeah, they think you changing
all
nigga.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, they think they can change a nigga. Like he just ain't had me. Who
he is? Who he is, bro? It's been 20 bitches said the same shit.
Niggas done got their dick sucked in every language.
Like, but niggas feel the same way. Niggas feel the same way. Like that's, she ain't never had a nigga like me.
That's real.
And that's like,
I know these hoes. Like, I tell the bitch, man, bitch, every time you leave the house, you see your type. On your Instagram, whatever you see somebody that you like.
Facts.
No matter if you're in a wedding, no matter if you're head over heels for me, I'm not the only person you see. If I see a bitch and she fine, she's fine.
Yeah.
Right around her.
You're right. I be saying that shit
I don't care, like, but
There's some truth to that.
And see, I'm
it's a lot of truth to that.
See, you can't tell me how far to go. Like, women can't tell you what cheating is. Like, you can't tell me I'm cheating if I bust a nut and you lust for a nigga.
What?
Nah, you're going right.
If you bust a nut,
I'm a nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that yike, man.
Yeah, man. Big.
Goddamn.
Hey, look. I'm the type of nigga.
Say that shit one more time so I can hear it.
Because at the end of the day, get what? Not even just lust. I'm going to take lust out.
Okay.
Right, if your girl.
Yeah, watching porn is lust. Right,
if just say, Vincent, if you was in a relationship with a girl, boyfriend, girlfriend, married, husband, wife, whatever, and you cheating on her, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she can't get over it. Fuck that. You ain't cheating on her yet. You caught this bitch. Oh, 20. I got a 20.
Nah, you like 420.
Nah, that's the first time I said that.
Nah, you done did it.
Somebody got to call it for you to pay it.
Call?
Yeah.
Call. Nah, I'm saying you can't call it. Okay. No, you got to call it. I caught myself.
All right, go ahead.
I say if you and this nice young lady is in a relationship.
Okay.
And you have seen her, she's the type that do cheaterish activity.
Somebody write that down, bro.
What's that activity, though? Cheaterish.
You know.
That's the big fat Bible.
Hotivities.
And what's
that? Yeah, hotivities.
What is hotivities?
Yeah, write that down. Hotivities.
What is
hey, man, hookah juka.
Yeah.
The girl hookah juka.
Who is hookah juka?
Huh.
She always in somebody's section with a hookah in her mouth.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't paid for that. So,
the hookah home.
You the friend that the nigga can pay. Like, say, Vince, your girl come tell you. Let me ask you this. Your girl come tell you, like, babe, I'm finna go trip my friend. Her dude paying for it. You let your girl go?
Fuck no.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely fucking
But a woman think so, a woman would think you supposed to be okay with that. And you got some niggas that whip. See, it depends on. I wouldn't do that with my wife. But if I had a just my little bitch, hell yeah.
Oh, no, nah, you said call, my girl.
Call it your girl. You said bitch.
I'm saying, you said my girl.
I think the money should go to the whoever that calls it.
Hell yeah, I like that idea.
That's hard.
It's a bitch fat criminal.
That's hard.
It's just like we playing. It's just like we playing.
They're gonna make somebody watch it. That's hard right now.
That's hard.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Start over.
Start over.
Start over. Let's start over.
Nah, man, she can't. That ain't. My little snack or whatever.
Yeah, do what you do.
Do what you do. Go ahead, baby.
I'm saying with your girl.
My girl, nah, baby, we ain't even rocking like that.
But what if she don't even tell you that the nigga paying for?
That's what I was just finna say. That's now what they
like,
do.
When like, you, when you, when you, when you,
I'm just saying,
trip. She got her trip. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a girl trip. Now
if you don't, if you, no, I ain't saying it's a girl trip. Now, because I've done this before. Like, if somebody, like, I tell them they good.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? That's different.
Yeah.
That's not different.
It is, bro.
It's different.
I ain't gonna be there. I say if I'm there.
Yeah, nah.
That's different.
Different.
Yeah. Cause if I'm there, my friend's there.
I ain't get that.
I'm there, my friend there. So your girl is gonna be like, hey, bro want her.
Nah, yeah.
She open.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying?
I see.
Now, this is a real
mic.
Girl's trip.
It's a girl trip.
It's a girl trip.
He paid for it.
Cause like, now, it's really like my, the girl paid for it.
Go ahead. I ain't finna step on it, but he there. He probably got one of his homeboys.
I know. Plenty of homeboy. Huh? Like they doing look outside boats and jokes.
No,
you know the boats and all that.
Free.
Your girl there on the boats with them niggas.
They got 50 bunch of dirt bikes.
Smoking blunts with rich niggas.
Shouldn't my girl be on nobody
else. Smoking blunt with rich niggas.
Champagne on the campaign.
It shouldn't be no.
I ain't never been on no jet ski. I pull you. Matter of fact, you pull me. Your girl pulling the nigga on the jet ski like.
You want to drive? Like tell you want to drive. Yeah, you can drive him over.
But you got dudes that are, you got some real good dudes out here that understand that type of stuff.
Understand what?
No,
why you say that with a straight face? Hey, bro.
The whole thing.
You
do.
Why you understand that?
Understand what?
Because you didn't have to ask him for the dough to pay for it.
Oh, yeah, because he's a brokey.
That's you talking bad. About. You talking about you, the person.
If he
with the
had, no, he like, if, yeah, go ahead, man. Yeah, hell yeah.
Say if I tell my nigga, I tell my nigga that.
Don't give a fuck about it.
No.
He
talking over nigga.
He might do that.
He might just. We were all talking over each other, bro.
Some brothers already know, like, my girl is.
They not listening to me.
Call! She's still doing it. It's gonna turn into a spades game.
I'm sorry, my conversation with
Big Fat Spades game.
Some brothers already know, like, my girl is a hoe. I can't stop that, man. I'm letting this go.
What?
I ain't even finna pay for this. Man, stop it.
He's saying
why is he in a relationship with a hoe?
Big facts.
That's all he got. He settled for this.
That's it.
Plenty nigga be settled like, you know your girl a hoe, bro.
True story,
damn,
man. Hold up. Think about the niggas they hoe say, I'm going out. They don't tell you when they're gonna be back or nothing. Man, all right, have fun. You want to use my car? Like, it's niggas like that exists.
Oh, it's super squares.
Yo girl coming home late. She went to the club.
Go straight to the shower.
Lipstick gone.
She don't come back until 9 o'clock.
They end up the next morning. He got a little attitude or whatnot going on, but they still go together.
Yeah. She eat dick, bro.
Oh, man.
No, she don't.
She eat dick.
She does.
If she runs straight to the shower, we brushing her teeth, she eat dick.
That's what you're supposed to do when you come back from the club. Get in the shower.
Don't even
speak. You don't get in the bed.
Don't speak. Don't nothing. Straight to the shower and brushing your teeth. You got a mouthwash.
You got to wash that sand off you. You know what you're doing.
But I'm saying, just like,
that don't mean
I have to take a shower before I get in the bed. I can't just get in the bed.
What kind of nigga
you're Jay? You got a relationship with both of these folks doing it. He might, some night, she coming home. She already in the bed. He doing the same thing.
True.
They already locked in to do what's going on. Like,
open relationship.
They have an open relationship.
Open relationship.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ain't no suck. That's an open relationship.
I'm saying, but she know his wife is a hoe or his girl is a hoe, though.
And she knows her husband is the same shit. So what the fuck
but you got to think, she might be still selling. But she been on that. She the one who said, like,
see, we done went and left.
Boat. She the one who said, I'm finna get on that boat. And he said, all right, cool.
We done went from a vacation to this hoe is in a committed situation still selling.
All the same shit. Vacation, selling pussy.
Yeah, how did we get here?
Exactly. Pippin Ken said that all the same
selling
shit.
Selling pussy, man.
No. What?
This shit ain't skipping over
we
the
didn't say that we selling, pussy, man.
They don't got no job. What are they doing?
I don't know, but they just calm down. Pussy, it's going to be all right.
They doing it in a different fashion. They're not actually standing on the corner.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they adding up how much you done spent any time to give them some little pussy. I always need something like you know what I'm saying? That's just how they do. They just always need
something. Shy laughing because she knows the truth. The nigga ain't bought nothing in the minute I ain't fucking him till he buys some shit.
Thank you.
No.
They think like that.
They definitely think like that.
This nigga ain't bought me nothing. This nigga ain't bought me nothing, so I ain't fucking until he buys some more shit.
Oh, he ain't doing that.
He got re-up. Yeah.
Nah.
He done ran out of credits.
Yes.
He done ran out of credits.
Like, especially she knowing like, alright, I like him. He be wanting some pussy, but then she'll hit you with a text or hit you with something like, try to ask you like, well, he ain't gave me nothing or what you gonna do for me? What else that is?
I've never sent that text.
Damn, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna pay these bills. I gotta pay with these nails.
Hoeing,
I need my hair did.
Gold digging, hoeing, whatever you want to call it.
Damn.
Pimpin' Kid just said it, man.
The moral of the story is that if you go raw dog, you might have a fucking kid.
Oh, definitely.
That's number one.
Oh, damn.
We breaking it down.
Okay.
All right.
Fact one.
Marriage
is overrated.
Marriage is real.
Fact
marriage
two.
Can be tough.
So motherfucker rather three. Have a kid by a woman than marry her.
A lot of niggas don't care nothing about just having a kid and the baby mama. They just, that's my baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Which I don't think there's nothing wrong with that if that's y'all agreement and you taking care of the kid. Definitely. Ain't nothing wrong with that shit.
I don't
shit.
Think you should have no kid even and, take
and,
care
and, of and I'm gonna, and I'm going to say this as a person who's happily married, but to pot and other, don't force that marriage shit. If you don't want to do that shit, don't do that shit. Don't feel pressure from the woman and this and that. Don't do that shit till you're ready to do that shit. The way I look at it.
And isn't marriage big about fat. Like long-term somebody that you want to like?
You say isn't what?
Isn't it like somebody you want to get old with and take care of, like almost that type of thing?
Marriage is a business agreement, man.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode.
All right.
Yeah, that's a whole nother episode. Hey, check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. This is Big Facts Fridays. Salute.
Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.